This is the RV Advisor Podcast with your host, Tom Alexander. Get all the latest information, trends, advice from experts, stories from the road, and more in the world of recreational vehicles. Now, here's Tom.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the RV Advisor Podcast. I'm Tom Alexander, and today we go overseas. We've done that a few times here on the pod where we've had some folks in different parts of the world join us. And this is one of those shows from Great Britain. It is James and Don Potter speaking to us just south of Manchester, England. Hey, folks, how are you?
Hey, Tom.
Very, very good. Nice to meet you and your audience. Very
yeah, it's great to meet you as well. Now, what is the name exactly of the area south of Manchester? You said it before, but it's a mouthful.
We're around the Macclesfield area, so it's just south of it, and Cheshire is the wider district.
Gotcha. All right. I think folks have heard of that, Cheshire and Manchester, and there's a football team in Manchester I think I've heard of.
There's one good team and one bad team, but I won't get involved.
So let's hear it. What's the good team and what's the bad team?
Well, I'm the red side of Manchester, so I'm a Manchester United fan.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the other side, which we don't like to talk about, Tom.
Ah, okay. Well, we'll refrain from talking about the other team.
Yeah.
You know, my introduction to English football was via Monty Python. You know, that's how I learned about it, and then I got interested. It's like, well, I should explore this a little bit more, but I can't. Yeah. But that's my knowledge of football in your part of the world is pretty pedestrian. I have to admit, I tend to run more on the American sports side since I live here in the U.S., but I do keep an eye on it, so it's kind of cool.
Remember, Tom, I'll send you a shirt. You can be an honorary Manchester United.
Hey, I'd be honored. That would be very, very cool. You know, I don't know. I hope you have a double X. You know, that could fit me. I don't even know. I don't know if the sizes are the same over there. I think we have different. You guys have the metric system, and I don't know what the heck we have over here. But anyway, welcome aboard, folks. This is great. You guys get around in your van and you travel all over the country. I guess you guys get into Scotland and Wales and as well, besides just England?
We've not really explored the UK as much as we would like, actually. We've gone over to Europe quite a lot in the last 6-7 months, but we're actually here for the next couple of weeks, and we definitely want to do Scotland, and we did a couple of days in Wales, which is not enough, but we've mostly done Europe recently.
I see. So you take the canal tunnel?
The channel.
The channel tunnel, yeah.
The channel tunnel.
Yeah,
so we just come back from doing. We drove all the way to the Arctic Circle to see the Northern Lights. So we were away for
about seven, eight
weeks. So we've only just got back, actually. So we've only been back for about a week or so, haven't we?
Oh, no kidding. So yeah, so I saw some of these photos here. If you go to Instagram and check them out, James and Dawn. What is the actual handle there on Instagram?
It's just James and Dawn.
I think it's just James_and_Dawn.
Yeah.
There you go. James underscore and underscore Dawn. There you go. And there's some really cool pictures there, and some shots from the Arctic Circle.
Yeah.
And.
Cold.
Yeah, it was very cold, and we were like -20, -25.
Yeah.
And then our diesel heater broke, and I'll tell you, Tom, it's not very nice being in the Arctic Circle when your heater breaks.
And then we also got COVID whilst we were in Sweden, so we were -15, -20 in a van with no heater and with COVID.
Oh yeah, that sounds like a real party, doesn't it? I tell you. Oh man. But you know what? You guys look fantastic now, and you look like you're healthy and feeling great. And, you know, this show is, people watch it, the video portion, which we're doing. And of course, we also have the audio version of it. So I can tell you that, trust me when I tell you, people just listening, they look very healthy. They're okay. They've got it. They've powered through this situation, and they're good to go. Why don't we take a quick break, and we'll come back and chat a little bit more about places you want to go, and even a real big trip that you're thinking about with that that van of yours. And let's find out what's next. This is the RV Advisor Podcast. My guests are the Potters. And we'll be back right after these words. Stay tuned.
Here are five words every RV enthusiast should know: advocacy, community, education, resources, rewards. That's what the RV Advisor was built on, along with protecting your rights. Visit thervadvisor.com.
We're back on the RV Advisor Podcast. My guests are James and Don Potter, and you can find them on Instagram. And, you know, we're talking in the break. You also have a YouTube channel, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but we're very much beginners, so please be kind. we're still trying to learn how to, like, edit.
And also we have some sound difficulties. We did a van tour in France, and we had a lot of wind issues and the microphone wasn't working. So we've had a lot of comments saying, you know, your microphone's too windy, but we're learning.
Well, I could tell you, my son is he's a professional filmmaker, and he says to this day, the hardest part is the sound, getting the sound to work right, you know, because you've got so many challenges. So don't feel bad. You'll get it. You'll get it squared away, and soon you'll be pros, and you'll be getting lots of followers. You've got quite a few followers on Instagram. How's it doing over on YouTube?
I think it's good. We're close to obviously you'll know you need to get 1,000 subscribers.
We're not there
and
yet,
and we're a couple of hundred off.
You'll get there. Yeah, you'll get there, and that's terrific. Now, I know that another thing we discussed during the break was that you're thinking of getting that van over to the U.S. and doing a U.S. and Canadian tour. Wow. Now, is that fingers crossed, right? Is that something you're thinking about this summer or a little later down the line?
Potentially this summer. So we're just looking at costs. So we'd come from the UK, a place called Liverpool, and we'd get a ferry from Liverpool to Halifax in Canada.
Yeah.
So it takes about a week. They call it like a ro-ro, like a drive on, drive off type of thing. So you drive the van on the ferry. They do, you know, then it goes over and then you drive it off.
Yeah.
And then we'll be in Canada. I think we can do Canada for 6 months.
Yeah, and then US for 3 months. I think visas allow us to be in the US without getting an official visa. I think British tourists can get 3 months.
Yeah.
So that's the kind of plan. Yeah. But we have a little dog as well. She's fast asleep below our legs. But
we always seem to have, there she is. What is her name?
She's called Mary, and she's just the best thing in the world.
Yeah.
Hey, Mary, how are you? You know, we have a lot of guest pets on the show, and we've had quite a few dogs and cats and rabbits and all kinds of things, even a pig.
A pig?
Yeah, we've had a pig on the show, And so it's nice, you know, we get a lot of visitors, a lot of furry and feathered friends that come on. You know, it's funny, you just sort of tossed off Liverpool, like, you know, when you said a place called Liverpool. I think we've heard of it. I think four lads several years back came out of Liverpool that made a little music, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, that's really cool. So it is a port town. So and so that's an interesting part of leg of the journey to get you guys over here. We would, you know, we'd love to connect with you guys if you do indeed find your way here and check in on your journey through the States and through Canada. That would be great. And if you find yourselves in South Florida, let's do this in person.
Yeah,
that'd be lovely. We can take you to a pub, Tom, and, you know, have a good couple of drinks.
Listen, we have a place here that I know that we like to go. It's called the King's Head Pub. And it is authentic English.
Yeah.
And the folks that own it are from England. And it's just a wonderful little place. Little place that they have music playing there. You know, bands will come in and play, and they have a great bar and great fish and chips and bangers and mash. And,
lovely.
So I think you guys would fit right in. I suspect you'd be welcome very quickly.
Oh, that would be lovely.
Yeah.
Great. Halfway around the world.
Halfway around the world, and you never leave home, right? What was the old saying? The sun never sets on the British Empire. Was the old saying? The sun never sets. So because there were so many places around the world that had connections to Great Britain, but. Well, listen, you guys, I think it's just one. Before we go, tell us about your van. What are you guys riding around in?
Yeah, so we have a 2014 Mercedes Sprinter long wheelbase. I guess some of the headline figures, we have 525 watts of solar on the roof. Mm-hmm. We have 800 amp hours of lithium batteries.
So pretty big.
Pretty big.
Yeah.
The reason why we've gone that big is our van is completely electric.
Except the diesel heater.
So we have.
That's why it failed. Okay. I was thinking with all that stuff, how the heck you lose heat? But there you go.
So we were very conscious when we built the van that we wanted it to be very eco-friendly. We wanted to live off-grid. So the van was designed in that in mind. Yeah. So we have a electric induction hob and an electric oven. So we're fully off grid, and obviously then we have the standard DC to DC chargers.
We have a static king size bed in the back, and then the couch that we sat on right now also pulls out into another double bed in case we ever have
any guests like yourself, Tom.
Oh yeah.
And then,
and then, okay. Well, I have it's nice to know I'll have a place to stay, because, you know, you just never know when you're going to get kicked out of wherever you are. So, you know, it's always, there you go. Well, listen, folks, it was so great to talk to you. Just wonderful. Thanks for stopping by. Check them out on Instagram and on YouTube. It's James and Don Potter. And listen, we will absolutely have you guys back again, and safe travels wherever you go.
Thank you very much.
Nice to
meet you,
Tom.
Take care. This is the RV Advisor Podcast. We'll be back to wrap things up right after these words. Stay tuned.
The rights of the RV enthusiast are important. That's why the RV Advisor has built a nationwide network of RV owners, empowering you with advice you can trust. Visit thervadvisor.com.
Welcome back to the RV Advisor Podcast. Look who it is. It's our guest coordinator, Neve Carrizacco. Hey, Neve, how are you? Been a while.
Been a while, Tom. I'm doing well. How are you?
Doing great. It's great to see you. And what's new and exciting? What do you got cooking?
What have I got cooking? I'm really most excited about the fact that the last few guests that I've talked to and I'm trying to get scheduled on here over the next few weeks are all from out of the country. A lot of them are traveling via van across Europe. Our latest one was a lovely couple from England. So I'm just super excited that like we're venturing outside of the United States so people can, like we said before, learn more about traveling other places, how they do with the prices, what type of unit suits the best. So yeah, I'm just excited to have that up and running soon. And I've been talking a lot with them and trying to, you know, obviously we have a time difference that we're battling with. So trying to get them scheduled has been a little harder than usual.
Always a challenge. Always a challenge.
They're wonderful. They're all wonderful. Yeah. Yes, always a challenge. Always a challenge. But it is, it's been fun talking to them. So yeah, that's what I have cooking. So everyone stay tuned for some people out of the United States.
All right. So there you go. The RV Advisor Podcast once again goes international. Thank you so much, Neve, and looking forward to seeing you again soon. Don't be a stranger. We need to see more of you. So
yep, for sure.
Thanks a lot for Neve Carrizacco. I'm Tom Alexander. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. See you later. So long, everybody.
Did you enjoy this video? Be sure to like, comment, and share, and hit the bell icon, remember, ding ding, so that you're notified when new videos are uploaded. As always, don't forget to subscribe.